Hey, this is Kristen from Positive Psychology Podcast. Yesterday I took an introduction to rock climbing, and it was horrific. It was one of those indoor classes, and I cannot remember the last time I was so physically scared for longer than 4 or 5 seconds, and I'm not sure how long my climb to the top of that wall was. I reached the wall, but I was so incredibly scared that even now, I can't really feel proud about the fact that I powered through, that I got up that wall despite being absolutely freaking petrified. And this made me think about fear and like people's obsession about, you know, the comfort zone and all of that. And I think we don't really talk about these things in a very nuanced way. So let me speak to that a little bit. Now, one of my friends yesterday, I talked to her and she said, "Oh, shame," because I wanted to take my kid to one of those classes. And I said, "Go," you know, because I can think of so many reasons why climbing is amazing. It's probably the best upper body workout I know of. I am so incredibly sore that even just putting on my bra and brushing my teeth is incredibly painful. And it's so painful that it alerts me to every single muscle which is used for those activities, which in turn makes me weirdly grateful, because most times I can be maybe generically grateful to my body for working, but I don't necessarily pay attention to every single muscle, right? And now I get a certain appreciation, like every time I'm really sore, and I think that's a good thing to be every once in a while, of how all these muscles have to miraculously work together. But now back to rock climbing. Why else did I tell her it would be amazing? Well, for seconds, many of us have very different predispositions. So if you don't have the same amount of apparently extreme fear that I have of doing that, I can imagine that it's actually fun and challenging. It was challenging for me, but for me the fear was so incredibly all-encompassing that I literally had no room for other feelings. So for me it's like, it didn't give me anything apart from being really petrified. Now, if you think about this issue of the comfort zone, I want you to think about being a bit more specific. What do I mean by this? Well, this was a specific thing that is about physical courage, okay? This was really about what at least my brain thought was physical danger. Of course, it was limited, the risk, because, you know, I was tied up and somebody was securing my rope and. But apparently my brain did not really take all those things into full consideration. But nevertheless, physical courage is something that we all need, right? We all need a certain level of physical courage to get through our day. Now, how much you need depends really on what the kind of things are that you want to do enjoy doing in life, and are intrigued by in life. So for me, I know that I was never the bungee jumping type. But unlike certain people who are just scared of it but secretly really want to jump, I am not curious. Nothing, there has been no moment in my life where I was like, "Oh, I wish I could jump down that bridge." It just hasn't happened. So that means that for the things that I want to do, I have enough physical courage to be able to move around. I try things that I like. I do sports, for example. I enjoy soccer a lot. I've talked about this. And there I'm not physically scared to get into it properly. And sometimes you could theoretically get hurt. You could actually get really injured. But I'm not scared there. And I think this is important to kind of understand. When you are trying to get out of the comfort zone, you could theoretically waste a lot of time in your life trying to get out of the wrong comfort zone. Because let's be real, if you are really captured in a comfort zone, that does impact the quality of your life. That is usually not something that is fixed within, you know, 1 or 2 weeks. It might take weeks or months or even years to transcend and grow out of your comfort zone. So I think you should really have a good think about what is the actual comfort zone worth transcending. So for me, as I said, physical courage is not necessarily the comfort zone I need to expand. My comfort zone is wide enough for me that to include all the things that I want to do on a physical level. All right. But when it comes to other things, that's where I should probably put in my energy in expanding my comfort zone. And those are things like maybe trying to get away from the fear of rejection or in terms of looking for new jobs and stuff like that, or maybe relationships where, you know, if you're like, you never date or whatever it is, right? So I want you to really think about what are the things that you feel actually holding you back, and also not what are the things that everybody else says are awesome, so you just think you have to transcend your comfort zone. That plays no role. That should play no role. It should really be about the things that hold you back. For example, for some people, it could be the karaoke stage that I talk a lot about. You know, there are a lot of people who wish they were uninhibited enough to be able to do that without having to drink alcohol. And if that is you, that is something worth working on. For some, it might be the comedy stage. For some, it might be approaching someone you want to date. Whatever it is, just don't waste your life just because Instagram and everybody else tells you to get out of your comfort zone. Be a bit more specific. Understand a bit better what kind of comfort zone that you need to transcend to actually improve the quality of your life. Cheers, bye-bye.